dates have been set for Nigeria's three rounds of elections. That of the legislature is now scheduled for Saturday, April 9, presidential April 16, and the 26th of April for state polls. Confirming the dates to Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gezi from Lagos, Ayodele Ilori, a journalist with the state-owned Radio Lagos, said a number of Nigerian voters are disappointed at the turn of events.
Initially, all hopes were high. People were very happy, and compared to all other elections that we've conducted in the past, they were eager to really go out and vote because people are becoming more enlightened right now, as them realizing that it's very good for them to go out and vote for whoever they feel should be the right person to go ahead. But yesterday, they were all disappointed at the end of the day to really hear or learn that the election won't ahead again as scheduled.
Do you think it's only a matter of late arrival of election materials that is causing the postponement?
The chairman of INEC, that was the reason he gave for the postponement. I sincerely want to believe that that is the reason, because if the election materials, all the venues at the same time, and if they had been on time, there wouldn't be any reason for anybody to say, okay, fine, that it won't go ahead as planned. But I sincerely want to debunk all rumors that probably it's the parties that are at work, that probably some people believe it will favor them, some people believe it won't favor them. That is the reason why it has been postponed.
We are told there will be three rounds of election, that is the legislative, presidency and state polls. Now, out of the 20 or so candidates vying for the presidency, who do you think are the main candidates?
I want to be very close between these four people. That is President Goodluck Jonathan, Harry himself, and Shekarau and Ribadu. The four of them are on top of the list because they are viable candidates. Well, a whole lot of people are saying probably because of power of incumbency, Jonathan is the present president, probably might emerge. But I am still seeing a close run between him and Buhari.
But generally, do you foresee a free and fair election in Nigeria?
Yeah, with the look of things, I think it will be unfair because the elections are immediately conducted. They're supposed to count, release the numbers at each zone immediately so that everybody would know, fine, this is the figure that's part of the election because it is an open thing. There's no point going behind closed doors to do that. Count immediately. Let everybody know. Let us know our numbers. I know the number of my zone. You know the number of your zone. Let's collect everything because the agents are also on ground to see all these things. So I think to some extent, it should be free and fair.
You heard Radio Lagos reporter Ayodele Lori talking to Rosemary Gezi on the postponed elections in Nigeria.